It's a pleasure to be with you once again, to worship with you.
今天很高兴再次能够跟大家一同来敬拜神。
I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Christ at Grace United Reformed Church in Torrance, California.
我再一次把从 托伦斯的 URC 教会的弟兄姐妹的问候带给你们。
We pray for you once a month in our pastoral prayer.
我们每一个月都会为你们在主日敬拜的时候祷告。
And we're very excited to see how God is blessing this ministry, not only here, but even around the world in ways we don't even know about yet.
我们很感谢上帝祝福你们在这里所做的工作，并且我们也知道这个工作在世界各地都会产生很多的影响。
I can't wait till we get to heaven and we find out how God used the ministry of the word from this pulpit to reach many people around the world.
我们很期待到最后我们到天上的时候能够知道上帝借着这个讲台到底祝福了多少人。
Our scripture reading comes from Psalm 31.
今天我们的圣经宣读是从诗篇第31篇，这也是我们今天讲到的经文。
We'll read the entire Psalm.
我们来一同阅读这首诗篇。如果你有手中的诗篇的话，可以打开跟我一同来朗读，这是和合本，我们用和合本来朗读这首诗篇。诗篇31篇，我们一同来开声读。大卫的诗，交于灵长。耶和华呀，我投靠你，求你使我永不蒙羞，凭你的公义搭救我。
求你侧耳听，快快救我，做我坚固的磐石，拯救我的保障。因为你是我的岩石，我的山寨，所以求你为我名的缘故指引我，引导我，指点我。求你救我脱离人为我暗设的网络，因为耶和华，你是神啊，你救赎我。
Do you have people in your life whom you really trust?
在你们的生命当中，有没有一些人是你们非常相信、信任的人？
If you were going away for a long period of time, to whom would you entrust your most valuable possessions?
假如你要离开你的家很长的时间，你会把最宝贵的东西交给谁来保管？
And if you were going away permanently, who is in your will?
如果你将会永远的离开这个世界，你会把你的遗嘱当中列上谁的名字？
We hear people say, I would trust that person with my life.
你会在美国这种俚语当中经常听到说，我把我的生命都交给这个人了。
And often it's just empty words, but is there someone that you really would trust with your life?
但是这种说法往往就是空谈，但是我想问你们的是，在你们的生命当中，是否真的有一些人是你们可以委交托你们的生命给他的？
And is there someone you would trust with an even more costly possession, your soul?
而在你们的生命当中，是否有一些人是你们可以把最宝贵的、最珍贵的东西交给他，就是你们的灵魂？
More valuable than your life, which will end, is your soul, which will endure forever.
比你们在这个地上的生命、肉身的生命更宝贵的是你们的灵魂，因为你们在世上的肉体会消亡、会死去，但是你们的灵魂会存到永远。
To whom have you entrusted your soul?
你们把你们的灵魂交给谁？
In our passage this morning, Christ, the Son of God, entrusts his soul, his human soul, to his heavenly Father.
在我们今天所读到的这首诗篇当中，这首诗篇的作者虽然是大卫，但是终极来讲，这是耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，借着这首诗篇在说话。他告诉我们，他把他人性的灵魂交托给他的天父。
In Psalm 31 verses 1 through 8, we see that God hears the cry of his people and preserves them unto salvation.
在这首诗篇的第一节到第八节当中，我们看到上帝垂听他百姓的呼求，并且保存他的百姓，拯救他们。
First, we see David's prayer and rescue, and second, we see the son of David's prayer and rescue.
我们今天要看两点。首先，第一，我们要来看的是大卫这首诗篇的直接的人类作者，他的祷告和他所得到的拯救。第二点我们要来看的是，那就是那位大卫的子孙耶稣基督，他的祷告以及他所蒙的拯救。
So David's prayer and rescue, beginning in verse 1, In you, O Lord, do I take refuge?Let me never be put to shame in your righteousness. Deliver me.
所以我们先从第一点来看，我们来看大卫自己的祷告和他所蒙的拯救。第一节，大卫说：“耶和华呀，我投靠你，求你使我永不羞愧，凭你的公义来搭救我。”
The psalm is said to be written by David, and David wastes no time in getting to the point.
这首诗篇的作者是大卫，而大卫在这首诗篇当中没有浪费一分一秒，直接进入到主题。
David is in trouble. He says, let me never be put to shame.
大卫现在惹上麻烦了，所以他在上来就祷告说，不要叫我羞愧。
His enemies are overwhelming him.
他的敌人让他难以胜过。
He says, in your righteousness deliver me.
大卫说：“凭你的公义来搭救我。”
So he's making a plea for help based on God's character, God's righteousness.
所以大卫这句祷告是这种呼求是基于上帝的性情、上帝的属性。
Then in verse 2 he says, "Incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily, be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me."
然后第二节他说。求你侧耳听，快快救我，做我坚固的磐石，拯救我的保障。
When he says, "Incline your ear to me," this is a call that God would hear David's prayer.
当大卫说“求你侧耳听”的时候，大卫是在呼求上帝来垂听他的祷告。
The imagery is God is like a father leaning in to hear the concern of his child.
这里所描绘的画面就是天父好像在天上的一位父亲，他侧耳，他伏下来就近来听他的孩子所说的话。
So David in verse 1 looks for refuge, then in verse 2 he looks for rescue.
所以在第一节大卫祈求的是避难所，而 这里投靠所讲指的这个词翻译过来对吧，中文叫投靠，但是在原文当中是有避难的意思。而在第二节大卫所寻求的是拯救。
Now David is accustomed to being the rescuer with fighting Goliath and the other enemies of God.
很有趣的是大卫自己是可以被称为是拯救者，因为他曾经与哥利亚巨人哥利亚打仗对吧，胜过哥利亚来解救上帝的百姓。
But now David is the one who needs rescuing.
而现在大卫却成了需要被拯救的那个人。
And he needs it now. He says speedily.
而大卫现在就需要上帝的拯救，他说快快来救我。
And this helps explain his fear of being put to shame in verse 1. The enemy is near.
而这种急迫的这种心情也解释了大卫在第一节当中所表达的这种恐惧，他害怕陷入到羞愧当中去，因为敌人现在离他很近。
He needs rescue immediately, and so he asks God to be for him a rock of refuge and a strong fortress.
他需要现在马上就被拯救，所以他求上帝来做他坚固的磐石，拯救他的保障。
This is all covenantal language.
当你听到这些词的时候，可能在中文里面很奇怪，但是这是圣经里面常用的圣约的词汇。
David calls upon God based on his righteousness in verse 1.
大卫在第一节当中呼求上帝是基于上帝的义。
It's based on his character that is unwavering.
大卫的这句呼求是基于上帝不能改变的属性，他的性情。
So David can take refuge in God and plead with God to rescue him because God has covenanted with David to do those very things.
大卫在这里可以来投靠上帝，并且呼求上帝来拯救他，是因为上帝与大卫立过约，承诺过上帝会为大卫做这些事情。
David is not asking for help from a stranger.
大卫并不是向一个陌生的神或者陌生人在寻求帮助。
He is asking for deliverance from a personal God who has entered into covenant with him.
大卫寻求拯救是向那位亲自与他立约的上帝寻求帮助。
So he says, deliver me, incline your ear to me, rescue me.
所以大卫说求你拯救我，求你侧耳听我，求你快快来拯救我。
David knows God and God knows him.
大卫认识上帝，而上帝也认识大卫。
And God is not coming to the aid of a stranger.
而上帝也不是去拯救一个陌生人。
He is rescuing his child, one whom he has covenanted to save.
上帝来拯救大卫是来拯救他自己的孩子，是拯救那位上帝亲自与之立约要去拯救的那一位。
So David in verse 2 can ask God to be a rock and a fortress for him because in verse 3 he says, For you are my rock and my fortress.
大卫可以呼求上帝在第二节说做我坚固的磐石拯救我的保障，是因为在第三节大卫说了这样的话，他说因为你就是我的岩石，就是我的保障，我的山寨。
So David is calling on God to be who he is.
所以大卫呼求上帝去做上帝本身就是的。
Again, this is covenantal language.
所以这里面重复的就是这种立约的语言。
Do this because you are this.
求你来做这件事情，因为你就是这样的神。
Save me because you are my savior. Rescue me because you are my rescuer.
求你来拯救我，因为你就是我的救主。求你来搭救我，因为你本身就是那位搭救人的神。
This is a great way for us to pray.
这也是教导我们对我们怎么祷告的一个很好的方式。
We can remind God of His promises to us in Christ.
我们可以在祷告当中来呼求上帝纪念他所赐给我们的承诺和应许。
In our pastoral prayer every Lord's Day, I pray that God would bless the preaching of the gospel.
在每个主日我们的这个教牧性的祷告，就是我们刚才做那种很长的祷告，对吧？这是传统当中叫做长祷告。在这个祷告当中，我在那个祷告当中会祷告说求神来祝福福音的宣讲。
He has promised to do so in his word, and so I pray that he will fulfill his promise to us.
为什么我这样祷告呢？ 因为上帝已经在他的话语当中承诺他要祝福福音的宣讲，所以我在呼求上帝去做上帝已经承诺的事情。
Now, does God need to be reminded of His covenantal promises to us so that He will act?
那现在问题是，上帝是不是需要我们去提醒他去履行圣约的义务，他才会去做呢？
Of course not. We need to be reminded so that we will trust Him to act and so that we will not grow impatient when He does not act according to our timetable.
当然，上帝不需要我们提醒。但是需要被提醒的是我们，因为在许多的时候，我们需要去保持这种耐心，因为上帝的行动不是按照我们想要他行动的时间方式去行动，所以我们需要在祷告当中被上帝提醒，上帝是这样的上帝。
He says at the end of verse 3, "For your name's sake, you lead me and guide me." Again, this is covenantal language.
所以接下来的第三节，他大卫说：“求你为你名的缘故引导我、指点我。”同样，这也都是圣约的语言。
He's saying, "Because you have placed your name upon me, you lead me and guide me."
大卫是说什么叫做“求你凭你名的缘故”呢？是因为上帝把他的名字放在了大卫的身上，因为上帝与他立约。所以这位上帝是大卫的上帝，所以上帝把自己的名字放在了大卫的身上，所以大卫说：“求你为你名的缘故引领我、引导我、指点我。”
And notice that David is no longer asking for God to do something; he's saying that God already does it.
注意到在这节祷告当中，大卫并没有求上帝去做什么事情，而是他在说上帝已经在做事情了。
Then in verse 4, he says, "You take me out of the net they have hidden for me, for you are my refuge."
第四节，大卫说：“求你救我脱离人为我暗设的网罗，因为你是我的保障。”
When he says to take me out, this too is language of covenant.
当我们看到大卫说“求你救我脱离网罗”的时候，这也是立约的语言。
In the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 15.God says to Abraham, "I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess."
还记得在创世纪第十五章那里面，上帝与亚伯拉罕立约，在里面上帝用了同样的这个词，他说：“我是耶和华神，是把你从加勒底的乌尔领出来的那位神。”所以这个脱离这种领出来这个词，在希伯来语里面是同一个词。
God reminds Abraham that He brought him out of a land of idolatry to the promised land.
所以上帝借着这个语言来提醒亚伯拉罕，说是上帝把他从那个偶像敬拜的那片土地带出来，进入到应许之地。
When God covenants with people, He doesn't leave them where they are.
当上帝与人立约的时候，上帝不会把那个人留在他原来所在的地方。
Sometimes there is physical relocation, as with Abraham and others.
有的时候这个会包括在物理意义上的、地理意义上的去换一个地方，比如说像亚伯拉罕一样。
But when God covenants with people, there is always spiritual relocation.
但是有的时候可能没有物理意义上的这种重新去到另外一个地方，但是当上帝与人立约的时候，一定有属灵意义上的换地方。
He moves them from darkness to light, from idolatry to orthodoxy, from enemies to sons and daughters.
什么是从属灵意义上的换一个地方呢？就是上帝与人立约之后，上帝会把他们从黑暗迁入到光明当中，上帝会把他们从偶像敬拜进入到正统的教义当中，上帝会把他们从敌人变成儿女。
You take me out.Is covenantal language, but even more than that, it's Exodus language.
这里面大卫所说，求你救我脱离，不仅仅是一个约的语言，更是出埃及的语言。
In the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, God says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery."
在出埃及第二十章，摩西在西乃山上颁布十诫的时候，那上来那里面也提到了这个。就这个脱离这个词，就是我是耶和华你的神，曾将你 从埃及地为奴之家领出来，这个领出来就是脱离这个词的意思。
So the covenant-keeping God relocates His people from Egypt to the Promised Land, from slavery to freedom, from a culture of idolatry to the worship of Yahweh.
所以这位立约守约的上帝，他使他的百姓从埃及换了一个地方，进入到应许之地，使他们从被奴役的境况出来，脱离出来，进入到自由当中，使他们从偶像崇拜当中进入到对耶和华的敬拜当中。
David knows that God has delivered His covenant people in the past.
而大卫非常清楚，上帝曾经在过去拯救过他圣约的百姓。
And so he calls on God to take him out of the net that his enemies have hidden for him, because God is his refuge.
所以他呼求上帝来拯救他脱离人为他设立的网罗，是因为上帝是他的拯救。
Verse 5, into your hand I commit my spirit.
大卫在第五节说，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Jesus, of course, quotes this verse on the cross.
而如果你熟悉新约，你就知道主耶稣在十字架上引用了这节经文。
And the disposition that both David and Christ have is complete dependence upon God.
而大卫和主耶稣在祷告这句话的时候，他们的内心所有的这样的想到的这样的这种状态，就是完全依靠上帝的这样一个状态。
Spirit here refers to the soul, the immaterial part of us.
这里面所说的灵魂，指的就是我们组成我们那个没有物质的那个部分。
More important than trusting someone with your life is trusting someone with your soul.
把你的这个身家性命交托给一个人，比这一件事情更重要的是把你的灵魂交给另外一个人。
Our lives are fleeting, but our souls will last forever.
我们的肉身的生命会消亡，但是我们的灵魂会永存。
If we trust someone with our life and the person proves to be untrustworthy, the worst thing that can happen is that we die, which was going to happen anyway.
如果我们把自己的身家性命交给一个不值得信任的人，那最坏的情况发生就是可能我们就死去了，但是每个人都会死。
But if we trust someone with our soul and the person proves to be untrustworthy, there are everlasting consequences.
但是如果我们把我们的灵魂交给一个不值得信任的人的话，那么这个后果将会不堪设想。
David knows he could be facing his final moments as he's surrounded by his enemies.
大卫知道他现在这个状况，被仇敌环绕这个状况，可能就是他在这个生命的尽头了，他被仇敌环绕着。
So he asked God to preserve him even after death.
所以大卫在这句祷告里面去求上帝来保护他，甚至在死亡之后继续的保守他。
We as Christians entrust our souls to God after death.
作为基督徒，我们把我们的灵魂交给上帝，也是指的包括在我们死后。
These are perfect last words as the breath leaves our body.
所以这句话可能是临终之前最合适说出口的一句话。
But these words should not be limited to our deathbed.
但是这些话怎么不仅仅限于在临死之前才能说。
We should entrust our souls to God while we still have life to live.
我们应当在我们还活着的时候就把我们的灵魂交托给神。
So this is a prayer for the dying, but it's also a prayer for the living.
所以这句祷告不仅是临死之人的祷告，也是活着的人的祷告。
Every day we can affirm our trust in God by praying to Him, into your hand I commit my spirit.
所以每一天我们都可以来宣告，或者是来继续坚固我们对上帝的这种信靠，来祷告这句话，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
The end of verse 5 makes a slight transition. David says, You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
在第五节的后半部分，大卫的思想发生了一点转折，他这样祷告说，你救赎了我，哦，耶和华诚实的神呢。
Again, this is covenantal language. David says, You've done this in the past. You have displayed your character.
同样的，这也是圣约的语言。大卫是在说，上帝，你曾经这样做过，你已经彰显了你是这样一位诚实的上帝。
He says, therefore, I will trust you to do it again.
所以大卫说，因此你已经证明了你是诚实，所以我会把我再一次交托给你。
And again, this is Exodus language. God brought Israel out of bondage by his redeeming hand.
而同样，这也是出埃及所使用的语言。上帝把他的百姓从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
God has previously brought David out of certain death by his redeeming hand with Goliath and other enemies.
所以同样的，上帝也用他拯救的膀臂把大卫拯救出一些这种困难的境况，比如说上帝拯救大卫脱离哥利亚，上帝拯救大卫脱离扫罗王等等。
And David knows that God will do it again.
所以大卫非常的清楚，上帝会再一次实行拯救。
Now verse 6, he says, I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord.
接下来第六节，大卫说，我恨恶那些信奉虚无之神的人。
This is an expression of exclusion of those outside the covenantal relationship.
这句话是在表达那些在上帝的圣约关系之外的人是被排除在外的。
In contrast to those outside of the covenant, David again declares his loyalty to God's covenant.
而在面对这种在圣约团体之外的这样的人，大卫再一次的宣告了他的圣约当中的忠心。
Now verse 7, I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul.
所以到第七节，大卫说，我要为你的慈爱高兴欢喜，因为你见过我的困苦，你知道我心中的艰难。
David now looks ahead to rejoicing and being glad in God's steadfast love.
所以大卫现在把目光向前，向未来看去，他开始高兴欢喜起来，因为上帝的慈爱。
This is God's covenantal love that is exclusive to His people.
而这个上帝的慈爱这个词，我们之前也看到过很多次，在希伯来语当中，它是一个很特别的词，它指的是上帝在约当中对他百姓专注排他的爱，上帝只把这个爱赐给他的百姓。
God has never wavered in his covenantal love for his people, and David is confident that it will continue.
上帝这种圣约当中对他百姓专注的爱从来不会平息，从来不会打折扣，从来不会停止。所以大卫很自信的，很坚固的相信，这个爱会继续。
So therefore he will rejoice and be glad in the future.
所以他看到未来的时候，他会高兴欢喜。
David knows that God is aware of his affliction and the distress of his soul.
大卫知道上帝了解他所受到的困苦，他的艰难。
He is confident that God will rescue him from it based on his covenantal love.
而大卫也非常的有信心，上帝一定会来拯救他，因为上帝在圣约当中的这个爱。
And even though he's still in danger, God has not yet delivered him into the hand of his enemy. He says in verse 8, Instead, you have set my feet in a broad place.
因为大卫看到说，尽管他现在陷入到这种危难当中去，但是上帝并没有把他交在他仇敌的手中。所以第八节那里面说，你未曾把我交在仇敌手里，你使我的脚站在宽阔之处。
So God sets him in a broad place, like an open field, where the enemy cannot get to him.
这个形象是说，上帝把他放到一个宽阔之处，就是一个片开阔地，所以在这里，他的仇敌没有办法把他困住。
So God heard David's prayer and ultimately delivered him from his enemies.
这里所说的就是上帝听到了大卫的祷告，并且最终拯救他脱离仇敌的手。
So that was David's prayer and deliverance. Now we see the son of David's prayer and deliverance.
所以这就是我们第一点所要看的，就是大卫的祷告和所得到的拯救。那么现在我们要来看第二点，就是那位大卫的子孙耶稣基督他的祷告和拯救。
As we said, Jesus quotes verse 5 on the cross, into your hand I commit my spirit.
刚才我们也提到了耶稣在十字架上引用了这一首诗篇的第五节、我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Jesus is thinking of the psalm while he is dying.
耶稣在十字架临死之前所想到的诗篇就是这首诗篇。
Now when David writes Psalm 31, even though the outlook is bleak, he's confident that God will eventually rescue him.
那我们可以对比一下这两个场景。当大卫写作这首诗篇的时候，尽管当时的情况很糟糕，对吧？但是他还是很自信上帝会拯救他的。
When Jesus quotes Psalm 31 on the cross, he knows he will not be rescued from death.
但是当耶稣在十字架上，当他想到这首诗篇的时候，当他引用这首诗篇的时候，耶稣非常的清楚，上帝不会拯救他脱离这个十字架。
David can take refuge in God in verse 1.
大卫在第一节里面可以投靠耶和华。
In contrast, Christ has the wrath of God poured out upon him as he bears the sin of the world.
但是耶稣基督在十字架上，他所承受的是上帝的愤怒倾倒在他的身上，他在十字架上背负的是全世界的罪。
Isaiah 53 verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
以赛亚先知在第那个伟大的弥赛亚的宣告当中，预言当中，他这样说，他说他诚然背负我们的过犯，为我们的过犯压伤，我们却以为他被苦待，被神击打了。
David asks never to be put to shame, but Christ bears all the shame of his elect.
大卫在第一节祈求上帝不要叫他陷入到羞愧，但是我们看到在十字架上耶稣基督他背负了我们的羞愧。
He who knew no sin became sin for us.
那位本身就不是罪的，不知道不认识罪的人，却在十字架上替我们成为了罪。
And as Hebrews says, Christ considered the shame insignificant compared to the joy set before him, the joy of redeeming his people.
而希伯来书的作者在第十二章他说，耶稣他是因为看到了前面的未来的喜乐，所以他能够忍受十字架，轻看羞辱，如今坐在了父上帝的右边。
So David can call on the covenant-keeping God to deliver him from death.
大卫在这首诗篇里面可以呼求那位守约的上帝来拯救他。
But Christ knows that he won't be delivered from death because the triune God has covenanted within himself in the covenant of redemption.
大卫知道上帝会拯救他脱离死亡，但是基督他知道在十字架上他必须要死，所以上帝不会拯救他脱离那个十字架上的死，因为在永恒当中，圣父、圣子、圣灵他们成立了这个救赎之约，就是要让圣子上帝死在十字架上。
The Son's role in the covenant of redemption is to serve as mediator.
这圣子在救赎之约当中的角色，就是在天父跟他的百姓中间做那位中保。
The Father gives to the Son a people.And the Son purchases their redemption with His own blood.
父赐给子一群子民，而子承诺要用他自己的宝血将这群子民买赎来归他自己。
Now David calls God his rock and fortress, the source of his protection.
大卫称上帝是他的磐石，是他的山寨，是这个他的保护的源头。
Now God the Father is a rock for God the Son.Not for protection, but for destruction.
但是天父对于圣父对于圣子来说也是一块石头，但是并不是保护他的石头，而是毁灭他的石头。
Isaiah 53 verse 5, He was pierced for our transgressions, He was crushed for our iniquities.
同样的，以赛亚先知说，他为我们的过犯被鞭打，因我们的罪孽被压伤。
And as we said, David is taken out of the net of his enemies, just as Israel is taken out of Egypt in the Exodus.
同样的，大卫在这里面脱离他仇敌的网络，就好像以色列在出埃及当中脱离埃及的网络一样。
David is not delivered into the hand of the enemy. He's set in a broad place.
大卫并没有被交在仇敌的手里，而是被放置到了宽阔之处。
But Christ goes into the net of his enemies as he is delivered over.
但是基督却是掉进了他魔鬼的网络，却是掉进了他仇敌的网络里。他实际上是被交在他的仇敌的手里。
First, he's delivered over to the religious leaders and Pilate, and then to death and the grave.
耶稣被交在了这些犹太的宗教领袖的手里，交在了比拉多的手里，他被交在了死亡的手里，他被交在了坟墓里。
Christ doesn't pass through the Red Sea on dry ground like Israel in the Exodus.
基督没有像以色列民出埃及走干地一样，通过红海。
The waters of death close over his head as he is cut off on our behalf.
而让耶稣，他在十字架上被死亡的重水所淹没，他为我们被剪除。
All of this he did as the Son of David, our mediator.
耶稣做的这一切都是作为大卫的子孙，作为我们的中保，为我们所行的这一切。
He lived for us, fulfilling the law in our place.
他为我们而活，完全的替我们遵行了律法。
And he died for us, taking the punishment for our sin as our substitute.
他也为我们而死，作为一个代赎者，他背负我们罪所应当承受的刑罚。
But the story doesn't end there. He lived for us, he died for us, and he rose again for us.
但是故事并没有结束在这里。耶稣为我们活了，为我们死了，但是更重要的是，他为我们复活了。
Christ is the new Exodus.
基督是那一次新的出埃及。
The net of his enemies could not hold him.
他仇敌的网罗无法困住他。
The hand of death could not keep him in the grave.
死亡的手无法把耶稣困在坟墓里。
The waters of death could not keep him submerged as he passed through death and the grave victorious.
毁灭的重水无法一直把他淹没，而他要从死亡当中出来，战胜死亡跟坟墓。
Death is swallowed up in victory as he conquers sin and death once for all.
因此他借着他的复活胜过了死亡，死亡被吞灭。他一次永远地战胜了死和罪。
And he takes us with him, as Paul says in Romans 6, for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
而耶稣从死里复活不仅仅是他自己，他也带着我们一起复活，所以像罗马书第六章第五节说，如果我们在死的形状上与他联合，我们就一定会在复活的样子上与基督联合。
And we pass through death united to Christ, who is the conqueror of death.
因此，在基督的复活当中，我们也穿越了死亡，与基督联合，那个胜过死亡的胜利者。
And we will be raised with him because he is the first fruits of our resurrection.
因此，我们将来会与他一同复活，因为他是我们复活的初熟的果子。
The Father raised him from the dead and he set his feet in a broad place, just like David.
所以父把他从死里复活，使他站在宽阔之处，就像大卫一样。
He is safe from his enemies as he sits at the right hand of God.
如今他坐在天父的右边，他没有任何的仇敌能够在那里去威胁他，所以他是安全的。
And we are seated with him in the heavenly places, safe from our enemies.
而圣经告诉我们，耶稣坐在高天之上的宝座上，不仅仅是他自己，而是我们如今与他一同坐在天上，所以我们也不必担心被我们的仇敌围困，我们是安全的。
The grave could not hold him as he conquered sin and death.
坟墓无法困住他，因为他已经胜过了罪和死亡。
And the grave will not hold us.When our resurrected conquering king returns and we are resurrected.
而因此坟墓也无法困住我们，当我们那位复活的君王再次 降临的时候，我们也会身体复活。
And we will live and reign with him forevermore.
而我们将会永远的活着，与他一同掌权，直到永远。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our merciful God, who is pleased to condescend to speak to us through your word, grant us all grace that we may not be mere hearers of your word, but doers also. Give us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may believe what has been proclaimed to us. May we bring glory and honor to your name in all that we do as you conform us to the image of your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.